I'm terribly confused. My mother told me that souls had to cross over or become corrupted. But here is our Pippa, happy and shining, eyes the colour of fresh violets, the girl we've always known. How long have I been here? Pippa asks. 2 months, I say. Really? Sometimes it seems like yesterday, other times it's as if I've been here forever. 2 months, that would make it nearly Christmas. I do think I shall miss Christmas morning. None of us knows what to say to this. Anne sits up. Perhaps she hasn't completed her soul's task. Perhaps that is why she is still here.
Perhaps she is supposed to help us find the temple, Felicity exclaims.
What temple? Pippa asks. When I shattered the runes, I released the Order's power into the realms, I explain. The temple is the source of that magic. Whoever finds the temple and binds the magic there controls it. Pippa's eyes widen.
How marvellous!
Anne chimes in. But everyone's looking for it, including Cersei's spies. Pippa links her arm through mine.
Then we must find it first. I shall do everything I can to help you. We can ask the creatures for help.
I shake my head. Kartik said we shouldn't trust anything from the realms, not with the magic loose.
Trust no one, trust nothing.
But surely that doesn't mean Pippa.
Kartik, Pippa says, as if trying to remember something from long ago. The Indian boy, the Rakshana.
Yes, she lowers her voice.
You ought to be careful with him. The Rakshana have their spies here, too. They cannot be trusted.
What do you mean?
I've been told that the Rakshana and the Order are not friends at all. The Rakshana only pretend to be their protectors. What they're really after is the Order's power, control of the magic and the realms.
Who told you such a thing?
Pippa shrugs. It is well known here. Ask anyone.
I've never heard that, I say. Surely my mother would have warned me if that were true.
Perhaps she never got the chance, Pippa says. Or perhaps she didn't know everything. We know from the diary that she was only a novice when the fire happened.
I start to object, but Pippa stops me.
Poor Gemma, are you cross that I know more about it than you do now?
No, of course not, I say, though it is true. I simply think we should be careful.
Hush, Gemma. I want to hear all the secrets of the realms, Felicity chides, turning her back on me.
Pippa breaks into a gloat of a grin, and I think of what she told me in the ballroom at Spence months ago when I replaced her as Felicity's favourite.
Be careful. It's a long way to fall.
Pippa pulls us into one giant embrace and kisses our cheeks with fervour. Her smile is so genuine.
Oh, I have missed you.
A tear trickles over the roses of her cheeks. I am a horrid friend. I have dearly missed Pip, too. Here she is, and I'm spoiling the moment with my moodiness.
I am sorry, Pip. Please, do tell us what you know. If you insist.
Her smile is dazzling, and we're all laughing as if we've never been apart. The trees rain leaves that float gently down, covering our skirts in the most radiant colours.
The realms are vast. They seem to have no end. I hear there are wonders such as you cannot imagine. A forest of light-filled trees that glow eternally, golden mists and winged creatures like fairies, and a ship with the head of a gorgon.
A gorgon? Anne says, horrified.
Oh, yes. I've seen her at night, gliding past in the mist. Such an enormous ship and such a fearsome face. Pippa says.
How fearsome? Anne asks, chewing her lip.
You could die of fright to look in her eyes, Pippa says.
Anne looks terrified. Pippa kisses her cheek.
Don't worry, Anne, darling. I shall be your protector.
I don't wish to beat this Gorgon.
They say she was cursed by the Order and bound by their power never to rest and always to tell truth, Pippa says.
Cursed? Why? Felicity asks.
I don't know. It is one of the legends.
If she must tell truth, then perhaps she can tell us where to find the temple, I say. I shall find her for you, Pippa says quickly. Most way, Anne says. Here, Anne, watch this. Pippa takes up a handful of grass, presses it between her palms. When she opens them, a tiny black kitten sits blinking at us.
Oh!
Anne nuzzles the kitten to her cheek.
There's such fun we shall have now that we are all together again.